Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala.
There is a little bit of a festive mood here, like a little bit of a celebration. There are huge banners reading out COVID-19 vaccination center, and there are a lot of people gathered around here. So, it's 16th of January, the V-Day.
Today, India began the world's largest vaccination program against COVID-19 using the Made in India vaccines, the Covishield from Serum Institute India and Covaxin from the Bharat Biotech.
This hospital is one of the sites of the 3006 COVID vaccination center today. We are at one of those vaccination centers in Bangalore called the KC General Hospital.
Pandals were set up leading all the way to the vaccination room. Doctors and nurses were checking the names on the list to be vaccinated today, and an observation center was ready to monitor the beneficiaries. Sanitation workers, healthcare workers, and frontline workers were the first in the list to get the vaccine today. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated this pan-India vaccination drive through a video conference.
आज कोरोना का पहला टीका स्वास्थ्य सेवा से जुड़े लोगों को लगाकर एक तरह से समाज अपना ऋण चुका रहा है। ये टीका उन सभी साथियों के प्रति कृतज्ञ राष्ट्र की आदरांजलि भी है।
And then the vaccination began. There are 3,006 vaccination centers in the country, and 100 beneficiaries will be vaccinated from each of these centers. One among them was Dr. Surendra, who stood in excitement waiting for his turn.
Yeah, it's like it's a festival, like, you know, COVID vaccination. It's like a festival actually.
Dr. Surendra is a senior consultant and head of the anesthesia department in the KC General Hospital.
After this Makar Sankranti, another festival is happening in KC General Hospital. Everybody is over enthusiastic about taking vaccine actually now. About 100 staff nurses and doctors will go to take vaccine today. And we'll see the outcome of that actually.
For one to receive the vaccination, they must register in the Covin platform, which is being used by the government to monitor the vaccination drive. Once a person receives the first dose, he will receive a digital slip which would indicate when the person is going to get the next dose of vaccine. Both the vaccines are two-dose vaccines and it need to be taken 28 days apart. The effectiveness of the vaccine would be seen only 2 weeks after the second dose.
And it is only after 14 days of receiving the second dose that effectiveness begins. So therefore, we are highlighting that COVID appropriate behavior is a must.
Speaking about the effectiveness, there has been some debate on the effectiveness of the Bharat Biotech's vaccine, which has been developed in collaboration with Indian Council of Medical Research. The vaccine is currently in phase 3 trial, and so far there's no data on how effective the vaccine is. Though there are no major side effects of the vaccine, apprehensions remain because we don't know the vaccine's efficacy.
Yeah, little apprehension is there actually, you know, side effects and then complications of vaccines, because human clinical trials still it's not complete, still under under trial actually. Like especially COVID Shield and COVID Covivax vaccine, still third phase of this thing, like it's under trial actually. So little apprehension is there about the complications and then, but we have to face certain things, you know, initially, like, you know, to overcome that actually, we have to take vaccines. So.
But even with those apprehensions, you're looking forward to...
Yeah, definitely. We have to face it boldly, like, you know.
And the other vaccine, Covishield, is developed by the Oxford University's researchers, and it is in the phase 2 and phase 3 trial. But so far, the findings have shown about 70% effectiveness. Both these vaccines got emergency use approval in India on 3rd of January, and both these vaccines will be used in the vaccination drive from today. And each vaccine beneficiary will be monitored for some time after receiving the shot.
In the hospital, we have made a registration counter, then we have vaccination room and post-COVID observation room. So the person who overcomes, they register first and take the vaccine there. Then they'll be kept in observation for maybe around 20 to 30 minutes. In the observation room, we have some facilities like we have kept a pulse oximeter and some emergency drugs just in case the patient requires any injections to be given if he develops any anaphylactic reaction. So after that, if the in the observation room there is no complications, they can move out.
Dr. Dilip Raj is a general physician at the KC General Hospital.
I am on the list, I'll be getting the vaccine, and also I am on duty physician, just in case anything happens, I'll be attending that. Vaccination definitely will give a boost for us, especially to work in the hospitals, and also maybe we'll feel a little more confident at home. So, but still we have to take precautions because day in and day out we are exposed to the COVID positive patients. So I think still a little bit of precautions is required, but vaccine will definitely give a boost. We hope that it gives herd immunity and hope that it brings down the COVID drastically.
In the next few months, the center plans to vaccinate people above 50 years of age and people with comorbidities along with the healthcare and frontline workers in the country. Together, this set of 30 crore people are planned to be vaccinated by June or July. All these days, we have counted the growing number of coronavirus cases in the country. And now it's time we count the vaccinated people. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.